you're here!
Alam namin kung bakit ka andito. Siguro marupok ka, no?
Or baka may daddy issues.
Well, pwede na naman you just wanna be an emotionally healthy adult.
Or baka you just really wanna listen to us banter and chika.
Well, Swissies and Broskies, whatever your reason may be, you've come to the right place.
Welcome to Raw and Real Podcast.
Hi, I'm Dana.
And I'm Stacy, and this is our space where we talk about our faith, womanhood, and pressing social issues as raw and as real as we can be.
We hope you enjoy and pick up a few nuggets of wisdom along the way. Let's go! Hi!
Hello!
Hey, we are back! And yes, this time... Uy, ang tagal natin walang guest, ha, in fairness.
Oo nga!
Diba?
That's why!
It's such a pasabog to
I know,
me.
I know. It okay. is. It
Bago
is.
Natin simulan ang pasabog. Well, as you all know, our yeah. recent episode caused some stir online and we saw people posting about it, cutting snippets of our audio and posting it in their stories, making comments, which is totally fine.
Yeah.
You are entitled to your own responses.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them we even personally know, nalagasan ako ng followers because yeah. the topic was very much controversial.
Yeah.
We talked about Pride Month and I think we lacked setting the context, maybe.
Yeah.
Even though we said it in passing, baka kulang lang sa yeah. setting the context. That our response to that Pride movement was definitely the Pride movement in the Western society based yeah. on what we see in the US news, what's going on there socially. And people may have missed that part and maybe that's where we lacked setting the context. That's why other people thought it was a personal attack on yeah. their identity. And I even engaged with our listener who really poured out his heart to us. And I think that's a good conversation. I would definitely rather have our audience talk to us that way than yeah. just call us names or unfollow us right away without really getting
to
it.
Understand.
So that's what happened the last episode. That's why on this episode, we really do want to get insights, rich insights from someone who is very much I really follow this woman, talagang intellectual and she's so gutsy.
Yeah.
See her status on Facebook, it's like, oh my gosh, I can't believe she said that, but
yeah,
everyone's
I get
thinking it.
Yeah,
yung parang yung mga ganong
it.
Moments na, but you said it.
Yeah, but
you
were thinking it.
And sobrang She offers even I quoted her about yeah. the Moira Jason because I also reposted her
yeah.
Insights about marriage. So sobrang galing lang talaga. And ayun, we just want to also just to set the context, no? So syempre natututo tayo sa mistakes natin. Ngayon sobrang context na to.
Yes.
But I do also want to learn about the Pride movement landscape here in the Philippines as well.
Yeah.
Kasi nga we take our cues so much
because
from the US.
Because all we see are social media posts from the US and how crazy woke it is there. And you know, we mentioned naman na here in the Philippines we take our cues from the US, but that doesn't mean that it's very much the same.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there are bits and pieces of ideologies from there that's slowly making waves here. But we admit it's not as intense mm-hmm. yet or so far.
So far, yes.
Yeah.
So right now, we turn to a social commentator and an online public figure.
Mm-hmm.
A woman who needs no
introduction. I love it! I'm so excited! Okay, okay.
Right now, we have Sass Rogando Sasot with us!
Hi! Hello!
Hi,
madam! Madam!
Kamusta? What's up?
Ito, nagpa-fangirl. Pwede mag-fangirl ng one
yeah,
second.
Yeah, fangirl muna kami for a minute.
Okay. Gusto ko yung ano, gusto ko yung may na-post, tapos, oh, she said it, but you think it.
So true.
Yeah. So, well, Sass, first of all, we just wanted to clarify, how do you address your gender identity? Just to be clear with everyone listening to.
Well, just a little bit of life history. Well, I was born male.
Mm-hmm.
And then I transitioned
mm-hmm.
Into the opposite gender.
Mm-hmm.
And I transitioned because I was born with a condition called gender dysphoria. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I transitioned medically. Of course, socially. Mm-hmm. It's so weird if you transition medically and you don't. And then, if people ask me, I'll just say then, well, I'm a woman of transsexual background.
Okay, that's very clear. All right. So, nakita ko kasi, kaya ko na-bring up kay Stacey na, hey, I really feel strongly about having Sass on our show because I've been seeing your posts about pronouns, about the woke culture in America, and I see you engage with other transsexuals and other people from the LGBTQ and how strong you are in your beliefs. So I just wanted to ask also, siguro firstly, where is the Philippines in terms of accepting these US ideologies? Parang, is it safe to say na hindi, sobrang conservative naman natin, we'll never get there?
Well, I think the LGBT advocates are more inclined to follow in the footsteps of American activists. Mm-hmm. Because there are a lot of things involved there. Yeah. There's money, because a lot of them are working sa mga NGOs, and these NGOs get their funding from a lot of philanthropic organizations in the United States.
Right.
So what do? You know, you align your policies towards that. But for Filipinos, you know what? I had this conversation with a former schoolmate of mine. So trans daw siya. And then she was like complaining a lot of things about the Philippines. Oh, she wanted to go outside to the West. Mm. I said, she told me that. And then I told her, na, you know what? Do not put the West in a pedestal and put your country down so much. Mm. I was also like that before I left the Philippines. And, you know, there are a lot of things that I appreciated in the West, but there are also a lot of things that I grew to appreciate more about the Philippines when I was already living outside for 12 years. Mm-hmm. Sabi ko na, nasasabi mo yan kasi, you know, you always tend to hate where you are.
Yeah.
Because you always see, I think everyone can relate to that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So let's start from that. Everyone can relate to that na you would really feel na where we are is so constant. You know, restrictive, pangit, di ba? We always, I think naman lahat, karamihan sa atin, no? Nag-isip, lalayas sa akong bahay.
Yes, present.
hindi lang Pilipinas, ha? But as in your family, your home.
Yeah.
Pero when you're already away, there are things that you like, it's not that so bad.
Yeah.
So, yan ang tingin ko sa Pilipinas. It's not that bad.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, kaya nga ayoko yung mga it will get better campaign eh. I would rather have yung it's not that bad, girl. Kasi I think that's what we're losing. The Philippines has its own values. It of course, it's a weird mixture of conservatism and liberalism. Mm-hmm. The Philippines is not 100% conservative. Hello.
Agreed.
Aminin niyo yan, no? Parang, ayoko lang bagit ko sino to. But I'm not someone. So, conservative politics. Nag-usap kami about relationship. And then, ako yung, mas conservative pa ako dito pagdating sa relasyon, eh.
Yeah.
Parang siya yung sa conservative mo.
The image.
Alam mo yun?
Yeah.
So, things are not that black and white. Mm. Even in the Netherlands, you know, the Netherlands is always viewed as a very liberal and open country. But that's only Amsterdam.
Right.
Even in Amsterdam, you do have conservative people. A lot of them are very conservative in terms of values, actually. So, it's not as black and white. So, the Philippines is not, is still far from, for example, gender recognition. I will just say something that, you know, appealed to me. Like, you know, I would be allowed to change my legal documents so that it would be female. We had that before, but only through court processes and then hanggang nahara ng Supreme Court. Pero we had that before. So ibig sabihin, it is already in our name.
It's there.
You know, it's there na parang they would recognize na parang, ano pa nga bang gagawin natin? Eh, may kipay na si Inday.
Yeah.
Diba na parang...
yeah. Totoo. Oo nga.
Hashtag may kipay
diba?
Na si Inday.
Na parang, okay. Anong gagawin pa natin? Diba? Hmm. So... so it was already there before hanggang naharang, but it's an entirely different story. So the Philippines is not near, but it's also not that far.
Right.
Kung you know, kung may encapsulate ko yung situation natin.
Mm. So when you say na you're much more skewed towards na it's not that bad, you know, that mentality, what are the current benefits? Kasi when we mentioned in our previous episode na, you know, sometimes I really wonder, ano pa bang pinaglalaban ng LGBTQ? And it's a legit question. Kasi inisip ko, there's no more discrimination in the workplace. You see people from the LGBTQ thriving there in politics.
And even in our local celebrity culture, right?
Right.
They have their own shows. Like, we have LGBTQ artists.
Yeah, all of these things. And yun nga, we also have a beauty queen who says she's also bisexual and all of these people coming out from the industry that are more prominent and seen in society. So the question is, ano pa ba talagang pinaglalaban ng LGBTQ? When people say na we're all for the pride movement, what
here in
else?
The Philippines,
here in the Philippines, Sas, we would like to get your insight. Now, what else do they want? Do they really want? Parang, is it the marriage? Legalizing that? Maybe that's one of it, you know? So we wanted to get your insights.
I think we have to separate, we have to clarify what do we mean by pinaglalaban?
Mm.
So, in terms of rights, you know, a lot of rights are already there. Mm. Yung inaano na nga lang is you'll be protected, that you would have a legal recourse if in case you get discriminated from work, from education. I think a lot of Filipinas agree to that.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi in 2019, there was a survey conducted by SWS about that. And then majority of Filipinos actually said that they should be protected from discrimination. Now, there is another part of what we mean by pinaglalaban. Mm-hmm. And this goes with our personal everyday experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Like, for example, ako, you know, as a transsexual woman, a lot of people like me would say, nahirap mo sila humanap ng boyfriend dahil wala daw lalaking, you know, pag nalaman na trans sila, hindi na makikipag-date, or, you know, just everyday experience, like walking in the street, na matutukso, or family acceptance, acceptance of friends, you know, those things that are very personal and intimate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think it's wrong to conflate the two.
Yes.
Kasi yung matter ng legal rights, these things can be achieved without resorting to i-discuss mo yung mga personal na nangyayari sa buhay-buhay mo. There's no law that could be passed that would force your family to accept you, whoever you are. Let's just put it out there. Wala. It's not gonna happen.
Right.
You know? And we don't want to have a situation wherein yung government ipapadala sa ipapakulong yung parents natin because they don't accept us.
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anyone would love that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you would love that when you are still young and galit na galit ka.
Mm-hmm.
Pero pag tanda mo, you would regret that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and kasi, you know, when ako nga, you know, I never thought na my mother didn't accept me, but I was already an adult then. Can you imagine? She asked, so I outed myself. I said, ma, this is not a phase. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna live my life as a woman. I cannot live, you know, as a boy forever, for entire my life. I need to transition. So she gave me a choice. You, either you stay here in my house, I will pay for your education, but you have to follow me. Or you leave my house and you do what you want. At the time, syempre masakit.
Yes.
And then, you know, when I became like a real adult.
A real adult.
Because I was 18 already there, no? And then I look back, like I'm 40. You know, I look back. Pinag-uusapan nga rin namin to ng nanay ko. And then I look back and I said, you know, Ma, you're correct. I was 18 already. I'm an adult. So if I would like to stay in your house,
your rules.
I have
your
to follow. Rules. Yeah.
Your rules. I'm 18.
Oh, correct.
You know? And then I was like thinking, yeah, she was correct. And I was correct as well to leave. And then I was able to, you know? And then I was telling her, you know, actually, it helped me a lot. Because noon, natatakot ako kasi in the Philippines, we were not trained to become adults. You know, even if you're 18, you're still expected to stay in your parents' house. You know, diba, no? Walang ganun training. Kasi like, for example, in the Netherlands, you know,
you're out.
You're a kid. Once you reach 12, 11, you're already being reminded, okay, you at 18, you have to leave. You know, meron ng ganun na, you know, our responsibility ends at 18. So, kaya ayun na, I think we need to clarify what exactly it is that we are fighting for.
Yun.
A lot of things na pag tinanong mo, this cannot be legislated. You cannot legislate compassion, for example. But that's what you need.
Yeah.
You know, that's what...
That's what you desire.
That's what I needed from your mother.
Oh, exactly.
That's what I needed from the people around me. Kaya kung gusto mo naman ng jowa, well, you need to have a better personality. No one can...
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. I hear ya.
Di ba?
Oo naman. Kasi yung ibang tao naman, parang they become so offended na it's not even about that. It's their lack of personality or their...
But they pin it to that. Na, it's because like this or like that.
Because of this gender identity politics, everyone's so quick to be offended.
Na parang there are a lot of things that are not related to you being LGBT.
Yes.
And I think it takes a lot of self-awareness in order to admit that.
Yeah.
Kasi baka naman kasi hindi dahil sa LGBT ka kaya ka. That's why you are getting that kind of reception. Maybe because you're just an asshole. Right? Or like for example, I think no trans person could honestly admit that the world is structured for them. You know? And because the world is not structured for you, you should already know what you are going to go through. But the world is not that bad.
Yes.
You know, actually, a lot of people are kind, you know?
Yeah.
Deep inside. If you talk to them, you know, just talk to them heart to heart. It doesn't need to come from a place of anger at all times.
Yes.
Because sometimes people may just be too busy with their own lives.
Yeah.
You know,
that's so true. So when you say na, you know, the world is... Parang kasi ngayon, syempre, let's make it clear, sa US, we see the uproar of the transgender community na we want our own bathrooms, we want to be in the Miss U, we want to be, and they are,
women's,
you know,
sports.
Women's sports and all of that. How do you feel about that? And I mean, I see it trickling in the Philippines as well, diba?
I think there are gray areas to that. Let's start with sports because that's the most contentious.
Yeah.
I think alam niyo yung issue na nakapagpabuhay uli ng diwa ng mga sino-sino sa US, di ba? Whether extreme right, right wing, or the extreme woke. Yung si Lia Thomas.
Swimmer.
Actually, wala akong pakialam nung panahon na yon, no? nung pumutok yung balita, na parang, napaganyan na lang ko. Tapos nung nakita ko yung picture, sabi ko, ah, now I understand.
Ibang-iba yung physicality.
Grabe yung build niya eh.
And, tapos nalaman ko yung background information. Mm-hmm. Na parang two to three years pa lang ata siya nag-hormones. Mm-hmm. Tapos wala siyang bottom surgery. Nandun siya sa change room ng mga female athletes. And then, Lia is like showing the dick around.
Oh my god!
Yeah, and the girls were crying. Yeah.
Hindi nila alam what to do because they weren't notified.
At hindi nila... Oh. Yeah, hindi sila makapag-object.
Oh. Yeah.
And I was like, oh my god, when I didn't have the surgery yet, I couldn't even be naked in front of my boyfriend. I was so ashamed. I couldn't imagine myself walking in the female change room naked. I couldn't even look at myself in the mirror, no? Mm-hmm. With that thing between my legs. And then here you are, dangling it in front of women.
Yeah.
Girls, while they're naked.
Yeah.
So, hindi ako makarelate. Sabi ko, this is not my struggle. I couldn't relate to this at all.
Yeah, right.
But why would I do... I couldn't... You know, kaya nga ako, kahit ako, you know, there are a lot of things that I couldn't relate anymore.
Mm.
Like, for example, there's this placard in the Pride March dito sa Philippines. Tapos yung placard, nakalagay doon, having a dick doesn't make you less than a woman. Tapos, wait.
What?
So may hawak ron. So, todo makeup. Tapos, may bald siya, ganyan. And I was like thinking, I couldn't relate to this.
Yeah.
Because that's my struggle. Uh-huh. You know? That's my struggle. That's why I went through medical transition, physical transition.
Right.
Because of my gender dysphoria.
Yeah.
You know, because this body is foreign to me. Kaya sinasabi ko, kanina to naka-address, having a dick doesn't make you less than a woman. This, parang, can you imagine na parang this is sloganeering, you know? Mm-hmm. This is living your life through a slogan.
Mm-hmm.
If you go and meet a man, and then you don't tell that man that you were not born, that you were born male, and then suddenly, you got intimate, and then they touch something that shouldn't be there.
Yeah.
You're gonna tell that man having a dick doesn't make me less than a woman.
Yes.
Oh,
no.
You cannot go to a changing room of females where there is female nudity and then tell them having a dick doesn't make me less than a woman.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know where it comes from, but I cannot relate to that.
Doesn't it?
Kasi ngayon na...
Yeah.
My God, this is just like taking things into a very ridiculous level. You know what? Before, our movement, especially transsexual, I don't want to say trans, kasi iba na ngayon yung trans movement.
Mm.
Our desire then is to integrate to society.
Mm. Right.
Okay. We're going through this medical condition. We did things in order to attend to it. We are now living this way and this way. And then we just want to work.
Right.
Yeah. We just want to have education.
Mm.
We just want to have a legal paper sorted out.
Mm.
So the purpose then is to integrate.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Right now, I don't see anyone saying we just want to integrate the society.
Yeah.
Parang nangyayari is, it's not our problem. You have to educate yourself.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Ako naman, parang may ganyan akong sa TikTok, you know, parang inaan niya yung father na, meron kasing father sa, you know, hindi parang siya father, would-be father na Filipino. Tapos sabi ko na, you know what? Kasi alam mo yung word na privilege, di ba?
No. Yes. privilege.
Hot,
hot buzzword yan.
Privilege, di ba? Mm. So, yung perspective kasi ni tatay, nandiyan nangangamba siya, ganyan, about what's happening in Canada. He's Filipino.
Mm.
And then, yung meron kasing kaming kausap doon sa TikTok, sabi niya, well, that's speaking from a place of privilege. Tapos, ganyan. Mm. You have to educate yourself. Tapos, tinanong ko yung tatay, ay yung would-be tatay, how many hours do you work in a day?
Mm.
Sabi niya, 14. Sabi, oh my God, 14. Mm. Tapos, plus 2 hours travel time. Mm. 16 hours. Yeah. Sabi ko dun sa ano, you tell that to someone who's working 16 hours per day and then tell them to educate themselves, mm, that is speaking from a place of privilege.
There you go.
Yep.
Because 16 hours, saan niya isisingit mag-educate tungkol sa'yo?
Yeah.
Wow. Yep.
16 hours. So, 2 hours travel time, 14 hours
work.
Mm-hmm. Uuwi ng ba? Siyempre, hindi pa kasama dyan preparation, yeah, no? Pagluluto, pagkain. Mm. Siyempre, maglalabing-labing pa sila ng asawa niya.
Iligo ka pa.
And then you want this person to allot his free time,
yeah,
to educate himself about you.
Yeah.
Hindi ba dapat ikaw yung gumawa?
Yeah.
Yes.
And then you do it by interacting with them.
Yes.
Mm. And you do it in a most
in a kind way, yes.
In a kind way.
There's,
kasi how do you expect someone working 14 hours per day,
mm, yep,
to take a time like, wait, I need to educate myself, yeah, about this.
Yeah.
And dami-daming bagay sa mundo na we have to educate,
yes,
ourselves.
Yes.
Unahin pa niya to, iisipin pa niya to. The level, yeah, of entitlement.
The level of entitlement.
I think that's it. I agree. Big word here is entitlement. And tama, yeah, yung sinabi mo, Sas, na, you know, before the desire was integration, now, I think the desire is domination.
Yeah, I was gonna say, it's really to dominate and parang medyo borderline bullying. Na parang, mm, if you don't abide by how I want my reality to be and how I want to feel when you talk to me, mm, then you're this and this and this. And then you get called all these nasty names.
Mm.
Right?
I really think that they'd... kasi it's like living in your own world, mm, eh.
Yeah.
And then you go out into the world and you think that the world works according to your perception of the world, mm, of how it should be,
yeah,
mm,
but it doesn't work that way, honey.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everyone is struggling,
mm,
in this world,
yeah,
like for example, I talked to someone, ano siya, I'm trans na, lukot-lukot na siya. Parang siyang boyfriend, ganyan. Pero nakikipag-date, ganyan. And then I told her na, do you know that there are a lot of women who haven't dated in their entire lives and they're already in their 40s?
Yes.
I think every one of us know at least one aunt.
Yeah.
No? Or an aunt of a friend,
mm-hmm,
or someone.
Yeah.
And then here you are,
complaining,
crying,
yeah,
complaining.
Mm.
Do you know that there is an industry dedicated just to men in order to help them to get a date because they haven't had a date in their entire life?
Yeah. It's not, yeah, exclusive to you.
Oh, eh.
That's the thing. Kaya hindi na maintindihan ng mga tao because the struggle is being narrated in such a way that nobody could relate to anymore.
Uh-huh.
Mm.
Uh-huh.
Alam mo yon, na parang, like, I have a friend, no? Like, ang tatay niya is pastor, he's gay. And then he has a boyfriend. Mm. Siyempre, pastor. Alam mo naman yung conflict.
Mm.
Tapos, sinabi niya dun sa tatay niya, Pa, I'm fighting for my partnership to be considered legal in the Philippines.
Mm, mm-hmm.
I don't care about marriage. I just want, yeah,
legal
a partnership, mm, yeah, to have some sort of legal recognition.
Yep,
mm-hmm,
yep, I get that.
So, sabi niya na, pag nandito kami sa Pilipinas at nagkasakit si David, yung partner, nasabi pa, okay lang naman kasi, public figure naman sila.
Oh.
So, nagkasakit yung partner niya. Sabi niya sa tatay niya, hindi ako makakadalaw sa kanya,
yeah,
because I'm not next of kin.
Mm-hmm.
So, at that moment, yung tatay niya, ha? Pero, hindi ako papayag. Sabi niya, ganyan, hindi ako papayag. Nagawin nila yan, ganyan. So, Tapos ginanon din niya na, pag ako nagkasakit, hindi nila po pwedeng papasukan si David kasi I'm not, hindi siya next of kin ko.
Mm-hmm.
So nag-do nag, ano, and that is something that everyone could relate to.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Clearly so, yes.
Yeah.
Diba?
Yes.
Who would want that to happen?
Oh, naman.
To anyone.
To anyone, yeah. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Pero ngayon kasi, yun nga, with the my pronouns, bow down to my pronouns or my identity, you're hurting my core identity, you know. How, and it's asked a question, I see you really engaging with the people who oppose you. Ano yung mga common na hate that you get online with your ano, position on things?
Sa akin, you know, I think I just well, I only call them hate, you know, if I feel it. But sometimes, you know, you just,
yeah. Oo nga naman.
Ang ganda. I love it.
Gusto ko 'yon.
Of course, you know, yung bago pa lang ang social media, lahat naman tayo nasasaktan, no? Whatever we read on social media. Mm. And then, you know, the father of my ex-boyfriend told me before, that's not real, sass.
Yeah.
No, that's true.
This is real.
Yeah. Yes, mismo. Yes, yes.
Yung interaction natin. This is real, but that's not real.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, you know, this is like a guy who's like already in his 80s, no?
Yeah.
Sabi niya ganun, that's not real, but this is real.
Mm.
So, pero late niya na kasi sinabi sa akin yan. So, nasaktan na.
Nakailang hate comment ka na na-affect.
No, but that makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm. And then after that, I just realized na, yeah, you know what? This is not real. Like, the bottom line, this is just like, you know, electric impulses.
Mm.
Kasi nga, when you meet people in real life, they are not as bad as they are online.
Yeah.
You know, I've met a lot of people like that. And then some people already met me and like, you are not as, you know, you're so different in person.
Yeah.
Mm. Eh, kasi nga, you know, we read comments according to our mood at that particular
yes,
moment.
That's true. And also our perception of things. Parang it could be a projection, diba? But when you actually interact with that person, you're like, oh, di naman pala siya as bad as my mind made her seem to be.
Mm. Yeah. Mismo.
Diba ang sabi ko nga sa umpisa, it's not as, you know, it's not as bad as we think it is.
Mm.
So it's something like that na I think people do not generally like people who are coming from a place of victimhood mentality.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Aminin niyo yan. Mm. Kahit sino pa kayo, no? Mm. Sabi ako, sa barkada ninyo, merong babae. Pero kayo kabarkada, naiyak ng iyak. Alam niyo naman na tinatarantado naman talaga siya ng jowa niya. Tapos, victim ako.
Victim, oo.
Mm. We hate that.
Yeah.
We don't like that. Yeah. Kahit sa mga barkada natin, no?
Right.
And what do you expect? Lalo na pag ganito, no? That's the thing, you know, people do not like people. They cannot relate people with people who are speaking from a place of victimhood.
Mm-hmm.
But why? But it seems to me that victimhood today, especially sa younger demographic, parang it's become this banner of identity. Eh.
Yeah, parang yung victimhood contest or oppression contest.
Oppression contest.
Who's the most oppressed?
I'm trans and I have depression and I have this and this and this and this. Expecting people to have empathy and to bow down to dahil nga, and then the twist there is, ito na nga nangyayari sa akin eh, I'm so oppressed na nga, tapos everyone's out to get me. So sometimes iniisip ko, is it really an actual oppression or is it a perceived oppression?
Well, ito na rin.
Kita ko yung pag-light up ng mata mo doon.
Well, if you feel that you are going through depression, go to a therapist, shut down your social media.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, dude.
Come on.
Yeah. There you go.
Come on.
Yes. Diba? Hindi ka dyan ka pa mag-iiyak ka. Oh, you're gonna use your camera. Film yourself crying. And post it on your TikTok for the sake of quote-unquote awareness.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I've been to a therapy.
Mm.
Pero ang therapy ko kasi burnt out. It was during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. Kasi it's a common experience among teachers in the Netherlands. Mm-hmm. Kasi nga, suddenly, you can no longer separate your work from home.
Yes.
And that's a lot.
Yeah.
Especially if you're a teacher.
Yeah.
Kasi nga, you know, you know, there's a psychological process related to that. Na your house was supposed to be a place of rest.
Right.
Suddenly gets associated with stress.
Mm.
So you cannot no longer rest anymore. Mm. So ayun, nagka-burnout ako. And then I went to therapy. And then that's it. And then I could just imagine, can you imagine me going through my social media and, you know, bragging about, oh my God, I have a burnout, asking for sympathy, etc. But sympathy is not the cure for a mental health
right.
issue.
Whoa.
The cure is therapy.
Yeah.
The cure is therapy.
Oh my God. Solid.
Okay. Wow. Oo nga naman.
Diba? Na parang,
yeah.
Hindi, if you're going through social media and then you would like people to know that you are going through this, going through that, maybe you're diagnosing yourself with a wrong mental health condition.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you're suffering from narcissism.
Yo! I was just gonna say.
Yo.
Yes.
Okay.
NPD, right? Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen anyone going through their social media and then telling people that I have NPD? No. Narcissistic personality disorder? No. They always have to self-diagnose themselves with
something
the most.
Else. Yes. Mm. Yeah.
Whatever mental health
yep.
condition, and then they self-diagnose themselves,
mm-hmm.
huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. Oh, nga.
And you know what? I think just to answer your question, Dana, when you were saying na parang you know all these people going on social media and all these things, you know, parang using the victimhood and I'm so oppressed card. It's two things. I think number one, it's because we see in Western society how these people are rewarded and given attention in the mainstream media. Mm. They are given attention. Kunwari, oh, you have all these mental issues, blah, 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 blah. You're so oppressed. Oh, everyone's gonna dote on you. Mm. You're gonna rise to fame and all of that, right? And the second one is instant fast track to... Yun nga, being, ano, parang virtue signaling. Now, you get all the attention and all of that, right?
Yeah.
Na parang ngayon, you get a pass.
Yo!
If you say that if you say you're oppressed.
Yeah.
Yes.
Na parang, dude, you're not oppressed.
Yeah.
You just have a dick, no? Na parang,
yeah. True.
Anong, you mentioned kanina gender identity. Okay. Everyone knows that if you have a dick, you're not a girl.
Yeah.
As simple as if you have a dick, you're not a girl.
Mm.
That's just
facts.
Everyone's idea yeah. of what being a girl is.
Right.
Mm.
Now, sometime in the history of humankind, they realize na okay, there are people who are actually born with a medical condition that there is a misalignment.
Mm.
Yes.
And during that time, they were compassionate.
Mm-hmm.
So they allowed them to go through this medical procedure. Sometimes they even included it in their insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So there is an integration going on.
Mm.
But right now, a lot of them would like, and obviously a dude, in all sense of the word, that you couldn't even say na okay, I would have to refer to this as a her or a she without me being forced.
Yeah.
Alam mo yun na parang. Pero kadalasan sila pa yung madalas na magpupuwersa. No, you have to refer me to me as a man. You have to refer to me as a he or a she or a her.
Yeah.
Pero pagdating mo, mag-effort ka naman.
Yon. Asan yung proof, di ba? Parang, show me the proof first that you are what you say you are. Mismo, mag-effort ka naman.
Oo, totoo.
Hindi sinasabi ko, no? Kasi nga, you know, a lot of people are asking me to watch Matt Walsh's documentary. I watched it and then, you know, it's entertaining, etc. But yung mga in-interview kasi din ni Matt Walsh, you know, they are so, like, stuck up with ideological na nga siya eh, kasi it's no longer based on reality. Yeah. It's ideological because it's becoming too abstract that nobody could relate
to it anymore.
From the material level.
Mm.
Na parang, you know, everyone transitions.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone transitions. You cannot say that an 11-year-old girl can self-identify as a woman.
Right. Mm-hmm.
What more an 11-year-old boy?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you see the weirdness in that?
Yes.
Everyone literally has this some transition.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
And sometimes, you know, we meet men in our lives and we say that this guy is still a boy.
Yes. Many times.
I think it's really the...
Many times.
Many times.
Because they haven't yet gone through the mental transition into being a man.
Mm. Mm.
Or behavioral, what have you.
Right. Right.
That's why when you say that you don't need to transition anymore, just self-identity as a woman. Yeah.
It's delusion. I think it's delusion.
Yeah. Oh,
thank you.
Yeah, there you
I'm really sorry, Anna. Yeah. Oh my God, I don't care if I lose my award on trans advocacy because of this, but we just have to call a spade a spade. Yeah. This is just delusional.
Yes.
A biological female literally had to bleed their way into womanhood.
Exactly.
Most of them.
Thank you.
Yes.
I'm going through it now. Exactly.
And I know, I don't know that because I have experienced that because I couldn't experience it. I was born male. Mm. So, but I know that because can you imagine that? My students, my female students, when they're going through their period, you would really see them suffering.
Yeah.
Like, physical suffering.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
And the thing is, this is like in Europe, and there are also Germans, you know, that they are encouraged to be like strong, etc. That's what a lot of German women are masculine, you know, in demeanor, because they're expected to be strong. And then I asked my student, I could see the sign, are you going through your period? Yeah, it's so difficult. Do you want to have a day off? And then they don't want it because they want to stay. And then, I couldn't send them off because they're having a period. No, it's up to them. But I could see them struggling while my male students, you know, I don't know, just like going through their laptops, cell phones, daydreaming, what have you.
Yeah. Right. This is why to me, ako ha, I think me being offended in this scenario is valid because you see Dylan Mulvaney pretending to carry tampons and say and do mental exercises justifying why he should be loved for it. I'm like,
damn. Alam mo, the kind of woman he's trying to be is such a caricature of a woman. It's so offensive. Yun talaga.
Excuse me. Mm-hmm. Dylan Mulvaney is not identifying as a woman, but as a girl.
As a girl. Makes it sicker.
Gosh.
Yeah.
So this is like a 22. How old is Dylan Mulvaney? 22.
Early 20s. Early 20s. Identifying, yes.
Early 20s.
Self-identifying as
adult,
a girl.
Kaya pala. Living through the life as a girl, dressing up like a little girl,
that's why
doing
pala.
Little girl things. That is creepy.
It is creepy. And it's sad because, you know, we also know of his background na he really wants to be an actor. He just really wants to be an actor. And now he's getting all the attention. Being a woman, goes to the White House, gets all these brand deals.
Grabe.
So, wala na.
Napaka-offensive.
Yes.
No? You are showing people that this is womanhood.
Mm.
My God. If I were like 17, 16, and I was seeing this, I might have committed suicide.
Oh my gosh. But damn. Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Why? Why? Mm. Like, this is the problem, eh. Now, they are presenting the caricature of womanhood.
Mm.
No? A lot of them.
Yeah,
like, a lot of them. Like, and usually they will show the most stereotypical qualities of I don't know.
Totoo naman.
Being
and then I tell them like, you know, when I was a child, I was just like playing chess.
Yeah. Yeah. Diba?
It's insane.
Who cares? Parang, alam mo yon na, you know, a lot of women wanted a strong figure. Not necessarily masculine looking woman.
Yeah.
They want someone who perseveres.
Mm.
They want someone, you know, that's why our female figure in our family is our mother.
Yeah.
Because we know that our mother persevered.
Yeah.
Especially when we realized that, you know, our mothers carried us in their womb for 9 months, that there's no guarantee that they would be alive when they give birth to us.
Mm.
I think let's start from there, no? That's why, do you remember yung Beautiful Boxer in the movie? I don't know if you watched it.
Oh, familiar.
You know the story.
Yes.
So she's a trans woman.
Oh.
And she's a Thai kickboxer, Muay Thai.
Mm.
Muay Thai is like more
intense,
brutal. Uh-huh. You know? And then, you know, pre-transition, she was already kickboxing.
Mm.
Fighting, like in competition, male competition. While transitioning, she also fought.
Whoa.
In the male
category,
competition.
Yeah.
After every surgery done, she still fought men.
Oh my gosh. I need to watch this.
Okay, we should.
Wow.
And then, what happened during that time? This was during my generation in the 90s. Or late 90s. What happened then? She was respected by everyone.
Nice. Galing.
And then women saw her as their female figure. Yeah, that's what we should be doing. You know, we should be beating them in their own game.
Yeah.
Galing.
Ang
galing.
Ngayon,
because
this is a man's world.
Yeah.
You know, this is a man's world.
It is a man's world.
It's a man's world for a long time. Kaya nga, diba, I do not respect Leah Thomas.
Mm.
I would have respected you, Leah. You stayed in the male competition.
Yeah.
This during your transition, during your hormone therapy, yes.
Yeah.
So what?
Oh.
Then beat them according to their game.
Whoa. Yeah.
Diba? Ngayon ang lumalabas ngayon, ano ngayon siya?
Parang coward
taking advantage, which is true.
Yeah.
Which is true, you know, which is true.
Taking the shortcut, diba?
3 years ka lang nag-hormones, babae ka na. Sira ko.
Totoo!
Oh my gosh, that's so
babae ka na kagad. Parang,
correct.
Can you imagine? Yun lang eh, na parang, sinasabi ko nga sa kanila, it takes a biological female at least 7 years to be a woman.
Mm-hmm. Biological male, 7 years.
From 11 females, you know? Biological females, 7 years to be a woman.
Okay, okay.
From 11 to 19, 11 to 20.
Oh, yeah.
At least, you know, at most 7 years or whatever. And then here you are, 3 years, and then you are a woman.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Dude, you started from a male body and then suddenly...
Babae ka na?
You're gonna be...
Ay, nako.
Ayun na nga, na parang, I think people should have an honest conversation with themselves.
Yeah.
Kasi dun lumalabas eh, na parang a lot of people would say, do you really believe that? Na pagtitingin ka sa ibang tao na baka may pinuporsa, do you really believe that? Kasi people, you know, people deep inside them, they would feel when someone is genuine.
Yeah. Mm.
Kaya nga, it was made possible for people like me to be able to medically and physically transition and be legally recognized. And right now, those things are in danger of being taken away because of some folks who think that if they demand something, it should be given to them without them making any effort at all.
Whoa.
Yes.
I love it. Thanks, Sash. Grabe. I'm just like super mind blown after mind blown yung nangyari in my brain. But I know we have such a limited time today. Maybe we can do another interview with Sash. But as you...
May time pa.
Gusto pa ni Sash.
Let's go.
Sige. Ato na lang. Sash, when people from the same... Kasi nga, di ba, it's clear eh. Merong divide sa LGBTQ. And where do you see that divide coming? And why do some people... Because I think it's so unhealthy to lump it as a whole. Eh. Yeah. LGBTQ, LGBTQ ka nga, sas, eh. You're giving so much shame to our community with all of these ideologies. You're so anti-trans. You know, all of these comments being hurled at you. How do you make a clear, educated response to that?
Well, in the first place... You being LGBTQ plus one at 1, 2, 3 asterisk slash hyphen, whatever. Yeah. I can no longer keep up. It's the least interesting thing about
you. Ah, oh, thank you for saying that.
Oh, totoo. My God.
You know what? Okay. I may sound mean, pero some people kasi use this whole identity politics for their personality. Eh. Yung wala ka kasi yung personality, kaya nakikita mo to from the media, and now you're just, oh, I'm this... pansexual, queer, etchuchu na parang
and
keep
then
it
what?
Private. Oh. Keep it private. That's the most least, that's the least most important thing about you. And, yun nga, parang you are more than your sexual preference, you know?
Diba?
Yeah.
Diba yun nga yung purpose ng feminism noon? Well, as far as the feminism.
Yeah,
no,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, there you feminist, go. The right one, Char.
When I was like growing up, the feminism that I grew to love, meaning of feminism that I grew to love is this, that feminism is the radical idea that women are humans.
Yeah. Ngayon baliktad.
And that was, my God, that was also the struggle.
Yeah.
Before that, we are human beings too. Can you treat us as human beings? Mm. Pero ngayon, asan na yon?
Yeah. Girls are self-objectifying.
Oh.
Girls are using their sexuality as empowerment. Parang, ha, you're taking away your very own humanity and your own womanhood and your softness and all of that.
Oh.
Embodying this masculine energy to be
gusto
equal.
Gusto ko softness. Right? And your softness.
I'm in my soft girl ear. Diba? You're trying to be so masculine and using that na, oh, now I'm equal to man. Parang,
ha? And then, hindi lang yon. Now we're equal to men. And then the standards we get to be equal with men are the most futile ones,
the toxic
the
ones.
The toxic masculinity pa nga emulate natin eh for as feminism goes ha, in the sense na and you, kayo rin pala you can hook up with whoever you want. Kami din. My body, my rules and all of these things na parang wait lang. So where is it then the first wave, the second wave feminism that our sheroes fought for?
Mm.
It's totally being eradicated now with all of these identity politics, gender ideologies na parang, oh my gosh, we've totally just lost it.
Yeah.
Kagulo na, diba? Mm. Na parang, ayun nga, na, you know, being LGBTQ plus one, whatever you can still use, you know, to add to that alphabet, it's the least interesting thing about you.
Yes. Mm.
Yeah.
Totoo lang. Kaya nga ako, minsan, ang bawa ko sabihin, oh, may trans team doon. So why?
Bye, open!
Why would you even?
Yeah.
Parang nagiging competition patuloy ng token, ano siya.
Yeah.
Nakakainis.
Yeah. Na parang you're just,
parang,
you're gonna click just because you're both trans.
Oh,
parang ha?
Ang ano ko nga na, you know what, a lot of my friends are not, I'm our friends because we have common interests.
Mm.
You know, we love the same music.
Mm.
We read the same books.
Mm,
you
yeah.
know, we love to travel. We have the same hobbies.
Yeah.
That's nothing to do with, you know, whatever it is that we find, you know, our identity is. In fact, most of the time, it doesn't matter anymore.
Right.
Kaya ngayon na ano, diba? We are striving for society that these labels won't define you.
Yun.
And here you
the
are.
The opposite is happening. Right?
Na, pinupush mo na, no. This defines me. Wait.
Yeah.
Diba?
Yeah.
Wait lang. Kasi nga noon ang ano nga kasi noon is to integrate.
Mm.
You know what? Na parang we just want to parang ano in a lot of lesbians and gay men. It's like we just want to have a family.
Mm. Yeah.
And now yung panawagan ngayon hindi ko na maintindihan how on earth
yeah.
I wasn't able to foresee this 20 years
crazy.
Ago.
Yeah,
it's crazy. Sobra.
Totoo.
How on earth that suddenly we are having a problem about defining what is a woman?
Mm-hmm.
it was never a problem.
Yeah.
You know, even when transsexual women were fighting for their to make it possible, you know, for have those laws that they are enjoying right now, but they are now trying to expand to just have self-identification as the only barrier that you can cross.
Mm.
It was never a problem then. How is it na ngayon, ang movement now is about pronouns.
Yes. Mismo. And yun nga eh, parang it's right, I like what you said, Sas, na we're also like a mini US because we take our cues, you know, we're so Western too.
Mm-mm.
And I see it in Zoom calls, you know, nakalagay sa pangalan mo, may pronoun beside it, and it's insane to
yeah.
me.
No. Yeah.
Parang yun nga, yung sinasabi na namin na, well, you can't own words. Just like, you can't own pronouns, you can't own adjectives, and you can't make people address you as such and be so mad and offended when they don't.
You know, yun na nga ang problema eh. I don't even think that these people who claim that they're trans are really trans, no?
Mm.
Especially that there's a huge celebrity reward if you do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Na parang, I cannot even remember that it was part of my struggle growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Pronouns, to be honest.
Yeah.
Not because I was passing all the time, no? But then my only concern was like to finish high school,
mm-hmm.
you know, and get the best grade and then do, you know, this really be amazing student.
Yeah.
Kaya nga ngayon, parang bakit na center dun? Of course, it is part of it, but it's also, actually, it's even marginal. Kasi people will just refer to you according to how they perceive you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, you want, well, that's what pronouns are.
Yeah. Oo, totoo naman.
Yeah.
Well, sa Filipino language, wala naman tayong gender sa pronouns because it's just like immaterial for us.
Yeah.
Siya lang siya. Kaya nga pag may mother nagsasabi sa akin, lalo na yung mga nag-identify as non-binary kasi they want they, them, or whatever pronoun there is, sabi ko, talk to your kid in Tagalog.
Yeah.
Mm.
Let's see kung...
Yeah, oh, kasi nga, neutral eh, di ba? Kapatid siya, sila, ganun lang.
O di...
Oh.
O di Tagalogin mo na lang.
Para tapos,
correct.
No, and parang on the greater scheme of things, I really think there is something more sinister going on in America in terms of dividing the society, in terms of, you know, confusing people for the profit of all these corporations, all these hospitals,
all these medical practitioners
who are for it, who are propagating it, diba? But, you know, people are so zoomed in into the offense, into the hurt, into being too woke na it goes over their heads.
Mm.
And it sucks.
Kaya nga, halimbawa itong gender dysphoria. Do you even hear gender dysphoria being discussed anymore?
No.
That it's actually a medical condition.
Yeah.
And it has a diagnosis.
True.
You cannot self-identify that you have a medical condition.
Yun nga eh, parang,
you have to go through that process. Mm. And there is a long process. Ito nga yung sinasabi ko na that's why I don't like calling 11-year-old kids, 12, whatever, trans.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even want to call 11-year-old and below or 12-year-old and below, 15-year-old and below gay or lesbian.
Mm.
Because that would already imply that they love dicks and pussies.
That's it. Yes.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I even get cringy, no? Pag mga dalawang bata na pinag... Heter, boy and girl na pinagmamachi-machi na ganyan.
Mm.
I even get cringy, yeah. No? Na parang napaka-maniac.
Super, that's child abuse almost. Diba?
Right?
Yeah.
Na parang, can you please just let these kids be kids?
Yeah. Yes, there you go.
And yun nga yung nakakatawa sa kanila eh. They say, you know, gender is a construct. But you, whenever you wanna go that route and force people to be LGBT, then aren't you just also following that construct? Pero, diba?
Well, gender is a social construct, not just construct.
Oh, social.
the operative word there is social. It's not an individual construct.
Yeah.
So you cannot recreate gender.
Yun.
By your own.
Yeah.
Kaya nga social.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. It needs society.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of things are social construct.
Mm.
You know, the like, for example, the moment that we should begin our adulthood.
Mm.
You know, it changed historically. True. It has changed. Mm. Like, for example, like an 11 that sa ibang kultura nga, once ang babae nagme-menstruate na, they can already start
marrying,
you know,
yeah.
getting pregnant, etc. That's also a social that's also a social construct. Mm-hmm. Pero the keyword nga din is social.
Mm-hmm.
It's not individual. Hindi ibig sabihin na ikaw ang individual magre-reconstruct mo yung gender,
mm-hmm.
and then you would expect society to bend with you.
Right.
Or the dictatorship na yan.
Yo.
You know what I really liked about Matt Walsh's documentary is when he went to Africa and started talking about the concepts in the West na kinexplain niya the different gender identities, and all the people from that tribe were like, what? We don't get it.
Mm.
Parang they just don't get it.
Yeah.
And yun nga eh, parang with the advancement of societies, meron talagang consequences, inevitable consequences. The more we try to be, minsan nga iniisip ko, maybe people are just too smart these days and I'm not.
And their brains are
no, that's not the thing. I think people should start having normal conversations with other people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Echo chamber kasi ngayon eh.
Without repeating what's on their pamphlets.
Yeah,
that's
just come from a very real place.
Comes from, like, for example, you know, when I co-founded the first trans organization in the country.
Wow.
And ang ano namin on, no minors allowed. You know, you cannot be part of the organization if you're a minor.
Mm.
You're asking information, we're not gonna give it to you.
Yeah.
You're a minor.
Mm.
And then when we go to schools, colleges, we talk from a very normal and real place.
Yeah.
Like, kasi yung mga questions nila, they're like everyday questions.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you tell yung guy kung na trans ka before dating, or do you divulge? Ganyan. These are part of normal conversation. Alam mo naman, mag-repeat ako ng mga talking points na nakalagay sa pamphlet at sabihin ko na, having a dick doesn't make you less than a woman.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Full circle na yung slogan. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Come on.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Is it going to be useful in everyday situations?
Oo nga, integration kasi yung core mo sas eh. That's why you make so much sense.
Yeah, that's why it makes so much sense.
Nagigets yun. Halimbawa, girls, ha? Let's be objective about it. Kaibigan niyo ako, kunwari, no? Sabihin na natin, meron pa rin akong ding-dong, no? And then, I went to you. Oh my God. Nireject ako nung kadate ko. Eh di kayo naman,
why?
Kasi nung nagsisex na kami, nakahipo siya, meron siyang nahipo na. Would you tell me na, girl, having a dick doesn't make you less than a woman?
Come in.
Do you seriously?
No.
Girls, do you seriously see yourself doing that?
No.
You would say na, girl, next time kasi, wag ka ng ano, sabihin mo na
agad.
Hindi ka na masakitan.
Yun nga, mismo.
Diba? Yeah. When did we stop having normal conversations?
Yeah, yun nga.
Everything so lofty, everything. Out of this and world ideology.
And everything has to be put... Parang lahat dapat may special context to be understood. Na parang, I can't keep up with all of
mental
this.
Mental gymnastics nga eh. Colors.
Hindi ko na nga maintindihan eh. Dati LGBT lang, tapos ngayon si Trudeau, meron na siyang ang haba-haba.
Na sa Canada. Parang joke. Ibang level.
Ano ba yan? Nakakaintindihan ba yung mga nandiyan sa akin?
Parang there, and I feel like sometimes it's also coming from a place of pretentiousness na, oh, tayong mga learned people lang yung makakaintindi nito, kaya people don't get it. Parang, no.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is, diba? Naglolokohan tayong lahat dito.
Well, truth to be told, majority of people don't get it.
Yeah.
And majority of people, they're actually the managers. They're actually your coworkers. Right. They're actually your parents.
Right.
They're actually... So, hindi nga po pwede yung ganon. Na parang wala nang normal conversations na nagaganap.
Yeah.
Na parang, it's very childish for me.
Yeah.
Yep.
Really, really childish. Mm. No, it's no longer an adult conversation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm. Para, it's no longer an adult conversation. Na parang alam mo yung mga bata na
nagme-make believe.
Mommy, ako to. Ikaw naman, para na matigil yung kulitan.
Nakikiride
ka. Ano sabihin mo? Ah, sige na. Mommy, bilan mo ako ng ano, ng ganito, ng Spider-Man. Kinukulit-kulit ka. Dahil ayaw mo na kulitin ka, binilin mo na lang ng
Spider-Man
outfit. It's just the same thing. Na parang, can we just have a normal conversation here? Because we are all stressed in this life.
Yes.
I gotta, you know what?
Yeah. This is so true. This is so raw and real.
Yeah, I really enjoy this conversation so much.
We're just all stressed in this life.
Yeah.
Kaya nga, ako nga sinasabihin nila, privileged daw ako kasi nagpa-post-op na ako. Sabi ko, girl, that's not privilege. I work for it.
Yeah.
Na parang, I waited 3 decades for that to happen. And even when the time that I already had the capability to do it, I did it because I wanted to finish my education first.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So don't say that it is privilege, you know? My God, siguro 1% lang ata ang privilege sa society, no? Nung wala na talaga silang gagawin sa buhay nila.
No, 1%.
Hindi lang at maghintay na.
Ano ba?
Siguro ko, if you are not part of the royal family, I don't think that you are that privileged.
Yeah, true. So Sass, now that this has been all said, and I just learned so much, grabe. I guess, to close this, and I'm sure this won't be the last, what is your biggest hope for this community?
Well, I think my biggest hope is for the community to go back to its fundamentals.
Mm.
One is to bring back, you know, the language that made a lot of people actually seriously rethink how they're going to treat us.
Mm.
That language is that, can you please treat us just like another human being?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think that's increasingly being lost. And then second is that to bring back the language of integration.
Yeah.
You know, the language then is, we want to integrate.
Yeah.
And because we want to integrate, we these are the things that could allow us to integrate into this society so that we can be productive members.
Mm.
And then a lot of them has got to do with being able to have work, being able to have education, mm-hmm. have the same access to healthcare.
Mm.
In other words, that you will be able to have access to these same capabilities because you are a human being.
Mm. Yeah.
So I think yun yung talaga yung gusto kong maibalik. Kasi right now, the entire flow of the movement is moving towards a place that nobody knows where it's going.
Totoo! Parang, where is this headed, guys? Ano ang goal natin dito? Yeah.
And I hope that, kasi mahirap kasi dito sa Pilipinas eh. I'm pretty sure that there are LGBT advocates who don't like what's going on.
Mm.
But they're working in NGOs.
Mm. Oh. Gets.
Yeah.
And it's their love on the line. If they say something that's not aligned to whatever.
Yep.
Okay.
Understood.
So I think ano, magkaroon naman kayo ng backbone.
Mm.
Yeah. You know? There are things that are already bordering on ridiculousness.
Yes. Yes.
And people will... It's not just fair, you know? A lot of things are not just fair.
Mm.
And ano lang talaga, start appreciating, you know, what you have right now. And that's why it's very important that the adults start speaking, especially those in the older generation in this community. And I think I'm part of it. No, I'm like older part of it, older member of the community, like really old. May nagsabi pa sa akin, hey, mukha kang matandang ganyan. Yeah, I'm old. I'm 41. No, I deserve to age.
Yeah. OG, OGN, original gangsta.
And stop valorizing youth so much. Even the voices of youth.
Yeah.
You know, you could listen to them. You could learn from it. But don't take it as the way the society should be restructured.
Oh, right.
Because their brain themselves haven't yet fully formed.
And the weight given to that, parang wait lang. You know, you have to earn it with time.
With time and experience and smarts and knowledge. Yeah.
Time and experience. Kaya pa ba sinasabi ko na do not demand that you be recognized as a woman right away.
Mm.
It's not gonna happen to you. Mm-hmm. It didn't happen to anyone, even to biological females, that they recognize you as a woman. You have to earn it in time. And then you have to do your work. Everyone does their work. You know, even boys have to do their work in order to be able to have the privilege of being called men.
Yes.
So, bakit ka, why are you like depending that it's a matter of right? It's not a matter of right. It's a matter of process.
Nice.
And that process, it doesn't just include you, no? Kaya nga social construct, tinatawag nyo. It includes society. They will accept you eventually, but you have to do the work. Hindi yung nagising ka lang kailangan.
Diba? Tapos in-announce mo lang, dapat yun na.
Diba na? Wait na mo.
Nag-status ka lang sa Facebook.
Adjust muna kami.
Diba? Pwede ba may grace period ng konti? Ganon? Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Pwede ba may adjustment period?
Yes.
Hindi ba pwedeng kinabukasan lang? Kailangan ganun na mag... Meron namang proseso yan. Pwede bang... Let us come to terms with it. Kasi yun ang nangyayari. Na we are not giving people anymore the right to come to terms with whatever we are.
Right.
You know, we just want things to be given to us immediately.
Right, right.
And that's self-entitlement.
Boom! Mic drop! I love it.
Grabe, gusto kong mag-standing ovation dito.
Oh my gosh!
Oh my gosh! What a conversation. A very much needed one. I think that just... Wait lang, kailangan ko siguro mga 24 hours to process everything.
Papakinggan ko to pa ulit-ulit throughout the week. This conversation.
No, but seriously, I learned so much and I think it's good that we came from that kind of hazy episode to this.
Yeah.
Because it just really brought so much clarity.
Yep. And also just being more specific. Parang, yun, na, the bone was there in our previous episode, but this just really like puts everything.
HD.
Oo eh.
HD na to.
I love it. Puts everything in focus.
Oo, huwag nyo kasing karirin yung oppression.
Yeah.
You know, oppression is not a career. You know why?
Yeah.
You know, oppression is something that you have to go through.
Yeah.
A lot of people get oppressed. Hindi lang kayo.
Correct.
Kaya sabi ko, no, being LGBT is the least interesting thing in your life ever.
Yes.
Like, I wouldn't talk to you because you're LGBT, no? Tatanong ko kita kung alam mo, may alam ko sa quantum physics.
Ayan! Tama!
Yung topic diba? Ni Sasa Facebook ngayon, quantum physics.
But
yes,
really,
if you also want a blend of traditional values and modern sensibilities with a sense of duty and humor, sensuality and spirituality, so may binasa ko yung Facebook page mo, please do follow Sas at Sasirogando Sasot on Facebook because seriously, sobrang logical lang ng mga nababasa ko dito about culture and, you know, all
politics,
of these things.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have to understand each other again in a very human way.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Agreed.
Para kasi tayo mga chat AI, no, nakikipag-usap sa chatbot.
It's a chatbot nila kausap.
Can we just get real, everyone? Diba?
Yeah.
Oo, na parang, ano nga eh, I think they're afraid kasi of, kasi we have become a society that's walking on eggshells.
Yun. Yeah. Everyone's tiptoeing around
everyone's
each other.
Everyone's terrified to be cancelled. Everyone's, you know.
our grandparents never live in that kind of society.
Mm-hmm.
That you have to tiptoe on everyone.
Yeah.
That's true. Pamsakto ng kanilang damdamin.
Correct.
Na parang, I think, ano, we have to go back to a time na okay-okay lang tayo mag-usap.
Yeah.
hindi naman, why do you need to get offended right away?
Yes.
Hindi ko pwedeng nag-uusap lang muna tayo, di ba?
Oo, usap lang and without the name-calling and
level-headed.
Laging like, pointing yeah. fingers. Na, privileged ka kasi and you don't know my oppression. Parang,
mudslinging na lang. Oh, naging my, mudslinging contest na lang. Yeah.
Be an adult.
Yun.
Di ba?
Just be adults,
guys. The definition, what is a woman, what is a man? An adult human female and adult human male.
Mm-hmm.
Ang operative terms doon, adult
human.
Mismo.
So maybe before you tell people that you should be recognized as male or female, perhaps you should be worthy first of being human and an adult.
Ang daming
nakikukot dito, sis!
Ang daming words of wisdom and, yeah.
Just, thank you so much, Sass.
Grabe, thank you for your time and
I love that, you know, this has just been a true, raw, and real conversation on such a hot topic. Thanks, Sass.
Thank you so much and we hope to hear from you again.
Yes, thank you for inviting me and have a good Monday. Monday na Monday, ito pinag-usap.
Correct! Thanks.
Wala na ba yung mga kamusta ni hangover mo? Kailangan ito pa.
Alrighty, bye.
Bye.
And